let's do a little bit of technical analysis, even though we don't know what we're doing, but that doesn't mean anything because most people who do technical analysis really don't know what they're doing, although they tell you they know what they're doing, and maybe they believe they know what they're doing, but they don't know what they're doing. So we're going to use Yahoo Finance, but it's not the only one out there. Certainly not. It used to be a lot better, but they're doing their best to destroy it, and they're doing a pretty good job of destroying it. But others have it, MarketWatch, a few others. And then there are dozens and dozens of places that want you to sign up for $50 a month, whatever, so they you can use their proprietary software, which is so much better than everybody else's. Okay, anyway, I'm going to take a look at Procter & Gamble. Okay, why not? I don't know why. Let's take a look at Procter & Gamble. And then when the summary page comes up, we see that Procter & Gamble actually gained yesterday, not yesterday, on Friday. Friday when the markets went down quite a bit, but it actually went up. And so we're going to take a look at charting. You know, we're used to all this information that we've already worked with before, but we're going to take a look at charting. And I'm going to do 5 years, although some people do, you know, much shorter periods of time. I'm going to do the 5-year chart. And you have to be careful because this thing works a little funny. Now, you'll notice the indicators. This is the stock price. And then all the D's stand for dividends. And then this is the volume, that stuff down there. And so we're going to take a look at indicators. So here are the commonly used indicators. We're going to just use one of them, the moving average. But there are dozens of these things, and of all of them are fail-safe, superlative ways for you to predict what's going to happen next. No, it's not. But anyway, people believe it is, so that's what's important for them. So we're going to do the moving average because it happens to be the easiest. Period 50. So we'll do 50-day moving average. And what does that mean? It just goes back 50 days and averages up the prices for the last 50 days and puts a little purple line. So you see that here are the prices, the blue, which is much more jagged, and then the 50-day moving average smooths out the prices. And then we're going to add another moving average. This time we're going to use the 200-day, and this is typical. People use the 200-day and the 50-day, and we'll change the color to, this color right there. How's that? Okay, so we got the, I'm not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to mess with the, I want to change it. If you move the wheel of the mouse, it moves the time frame. I want that. So here is the red is the 200-day moving average. Notice that's much smoother than the purple, which is much smoother than the blue, which are the actual prices. And so here are the inflection points. Here, when the 50-day goes below the 200-day, that's the death cross. That's the bad inflection point, supposedly. And so that means it's time to sell. Was it a good time to sell? When the 50-day goes above the 200-day, that's the golden cross, not the death cross, the golden cross, and that's a good time to buy. Was it a good time to buy? And then here, the 50-day went below the 200-day. Was that a good time to sell? No. this is when people already sold there. And then the 50-day goes above the 200-day, and then the stock had already made a very good move to the upside, but then continued on its way up to the peak of earlier this year. And now the 50-day is much higher than the 200-day, and supposedly we're supposed to wait until the 50-day goes below the 200-day moving average to sell, but it's already too late. Stock has already fallen quite a bit, but nowhere near as much, only from 128 down to 110, which is nowhere near as bad. What is that? That's like 15% or so. More than 15, about 20%. So it's fallen, 20%, whereas some other stocks have fallen a lot more. So what do you think of charting? What do you think of technical analysis? Now, as we said, there are dozens of these things, these Bollinger Bands on deviation and exponential and alligator and beta. And you just go ahead, play with it. I can't help you because I don't understand how they work. I don't believe that they work. I don't know anyone's ever shown me. How do you shut this off? It won't shut off. It's okay. And showed me very good research to show how it's done, how it's worked. You know, some people, they swear by this. So if you really are interested in technical analysis, you need to find another teacher. Now, what's important for this class? All you have to do is do what we just did right here. I asked you to do for Verizon, but you can do for any good company, any big company. Don't do penny stocks. Any big real company out there. And all you have to do is act like you know what you're doing and say, oh, this was a great time to invest. And you know what? I learned how to use the Bollinger Bands. And now this tells me that this is a resistance point from which the stock is not going to fall. And here's the support group. I'm sorry, not above. Resistance is the point it won't go above. And support is the position, the price it won't go below until it does. And then it breaks out of the resistance or breaks out of the support and you figure it out. And then you'll get 10 points for not knowing what you're doing, just acting like you know what you're doing. And if you do it well, you can make a lot of money as a technical analyst on Wall Street, convincing people you know what you're talking about. And then, of course, when your prediction doesn't work out, you'll convince them this is why and you will do better next time. Yeah, and then remember, there are dozens of sites that want you to sign up and places you can go for $2,000 for a 5-day surefire trading technique that will make you rich, rich, rich. Over. Anyway, have fun, dear students. It's a bonus assignment. And don't worry, as long as you act like you know what you're doing, you're going to get yourself 10 points. How's that for fun? How's that for cool? Don't give up. Never give up. We are proud of you. And these are challenging times, dear students. Challenging times indeed.